Is that the shiniest, happiest, apocalyptic song you've ever heard or what? Live REM. Unplugged MTV 1991, when the M&M TV actually stood for music. Danelia Cotton in there, For Your Life, from her brand new upcoming release, The Mystery of Me. Ava Earl in there with the kid. It was Car Seat Headrest from Teens of Denial. We started out with His Golden Messenger. Hallelujah Anyhow is the new record from His Golden Messenger, featuring the track Domino. Time will tell. 827, thank you ever so much for tuning in to the Morning Line program here on KMBA. I'm Danny Preston.
And I'm Frank Scheifele. Look, KMBA loves to keep you in tune with our community, and we know that our listeners want to hear about things happening that affect their lives. So we've got this segment called Our Community, and we've got community calendars loaded with fun stuff and informational stuff that can help you along with your day, such as today, this Seasonal Affective Disorder Awareness Day. That's November 16th. And APU and Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium are putting on an event where you can join both those organizations at the APU Kerr-Gottstein building at 4225 University Drive. That's coming up from 2 to 5, where you can kind of participate in guest lectures and engaging activities to learn about SAD, or Seasonal Affective Disorder, intervention systems, and available resources to combat SAD. Probably some of those happy lights, right? And great music by REM, just like Danny was playing. I'm sure that's going to come up. We also have a guest in the studio. Angie Dema is here with the Anchorage Museum, and we're learning more about continuing education programs at the Anchorage Museum. Good morning, Angie.
Good morning.
And so I understand there's something coming up this coming, well, next Wednesday, the 22nd.
Right. So each fall and spring, we host a series of six classes from 10 to noon every other Wednesday. Each class has two presenters. This next Wednesday, we'll host Dr. Beth Leonard, who will discuss Indigenous oral traditions and their importance in furthering our knowledge. We'll also, at 11 o'clock, we'll have presenter Pat Druckenmiller, who will be Skyped in from UAF to talk about dinosaurs from Alaska.
And so this sounds pretty entertaining and interesting. So kind of like dinosaurs and Alaska Native culture, and sort of like a twofer, sounds like.
So. Exactly. We usually have two presenters. Sometimes they're themed together, sometimes they're not. And the two presenters are really just continuing people's knowledge about Alaska, and it usually enhances their experience at the museum as well, so they can learn more about our place.
And so is this kind of a monthly effort to kind of...
So it happens each spring and fall. There's usually six classes, so to speak, they run in the spring and the fall. This is the fall semester, so, as it were, and those six classes are every other Wednesday, and they include, each class is two different presenters. So, 12 classes altogether. Each class is sold now as a ticket for people to come in and check out two different presenters and learn two different subjects of Alaska history, art, culture, or science.
It sounds like sounds fun.
Yeah.
Anything else that's coming up that might be on your radar as far as...
Sure. Actually, on December 6th is our final class of the season, and that will include Abbey Museum Director Cinnamon Catlin Lugatko, and she'll be talking about their journey to change the way their organization operates with local tribal nations in and around its location in Bar Harbor, Maine. And then Sukpiak art historian Nadia Jakinski-Seti will lead a tour of our Art of the North galleries and discuss art, identity, and story in Alaska Native art.
Wow, so that kind of ties in nicely with something coming up on the 20th, which is that Indigenous film, Keep Talking, I believe it's called.
Exactly, yeah. We'll have a screening of Keep Talking on the 22nd, starting at 6 p.m. It's free. People will have to use the 7th Street entrance for that, since the building will be closed in other ways. And then we'll have a panel discussion afterwards to talk about language revitalization.
And, of course, that's kind of like an award-winning film about Sukhbak language revitalization.
Exactly.
So all sorts of fun stuff happening at the museum.
Yes, definitely. Always.
Must be fun to work there.
It is. I enjoy it a whole lot. I get to work with lots of great artists and people who visit and give tours and help set up programs like this.
Well, hey, thanks for coming in and telling us all about what's happening next Wednesday. And
you bet. Anytime. I really appreciate having an opportunity to share what we're doing.
Our guest this morning has been Angie Demma, today the spokesperson for the museum and usually the Vander Height Interpretation Specialist for the Anchorage Museum at Rasmussen Center.
Okay, thanks very much, Frank. And thanks, Angie. What's the web address for the museum for people who want to browse around a little bit?
It is anchoragemuseum.org.
Okay, should have known that. Thanks very much to both of you. 8:33, Johnny Lang and Kathleen Edwards, just ahead.
I'm Tara Gatewood, host of Native America Calling. For the past 27 years, the Native American Graves Protection and Repatriation Act has helped tribes bring back the remains of their ancestors that were housed in museum collections. On our next hour, we'll peer into this history and what's ahead for those who call upon this law. We hope you'll join us.